The Vida Winter interview became a sort of rite of passage for journalists. They knew roughly what to expect, would have been disappointed to leave without the story. They were like little children at bedtime. "And you, Miss Winter," they said, "tell me about yourself." And I told. Simple little stories, really, not much to them. Just a few strands, woven together in a pretty pattern. A memorable motif here, a couple of sequins there. Mere scraps from the bottom of my rag bag. Hundreds more where they came from. Then it's just a matter of neatening the edges, stitching in the ends, and it's done. Another brand new biography. They went away happy, clutching their notebooks in their paws like children with sweets at the end of a birthday party. It would be something to tell their grandchildren. "One day I met Vida Winter, and she told me a story." Anyway, the boy from the Banbury Herald. He said, "Miss Winter, tell me the truth." Now, what kind of appeal is that? I've had people devise all kinds of stratagems to trick me into telling, and I can spot them a mile off, but that? Laughable. I mean, whatever did he expect? A good question. What did he expect? His eyes were glistening with an intent fever. He watched me so closely, seeking, probing. He was after something quite specific, I was sure of it. His forehead was damp with perspiration. Perhaps he was sickening for something. "Tell me the truth," he said. I felt a strange sensation inside, like the past coming to life. The watery stirring of a previous life turning in my belly, creating a tide that rose in my veins and sent cool wavelets to lap at my temples. The ghastly excitement of it. "Tell me the truth." I considered his request. I turned it over in my mind, weighed up the likely consequences. He disturbed me, this boy, with his pale face and his burning eyes. "All right," I said. An hour later, he was gone. A faint, absent-minded goodbye, and no backward glance.